Welcome to Photo Mission Focus, discussing photography. Hi, I'm Steve Finkel. On this episode of Focus, I'm flying solo. On this episode of Focus, I wanted to talk about something we talked about a long time ago in a previous episode of Focus, right back at the beginning of when we started the podcast, and that was about being, you know, getting a mentor. And so I thought I'd split this into two categories for this particular podcast, is that so some of the people listening may be, for them, it may be a good thing to seek out a mentor. And for some of the other people who are more experienced, who maybe they could actually put themselves forward as a mentor to mentor a younger upcoming photographer. So let's have a look at, I suppose, what's in it for each person if, you know, you were to take on the role as a mentor or the mentee, if that's even a word. So let's start. So what's the purpose of a mentor? Well, a mentor is typically someone who, I suppose, has had experience in a particular field, has been successful, is at a point in their career where they feel like they can give something back. So a lot of people will do it because of that reason, that they've had a start. And quite often, it's somebody gave them a bit of a leg up the ladder by giving them some help along the way, and they're just kind of paying it forward and paying back, being grateful for the opportunity they may have been given themselves when they were younger, starting out. So I think for a person who is starting out, you know, there's lots of things to learn. There's lots of pitfalls. Even though today, like, we're blessed that we have a lot of information available to us online where we can jump in and we can find out a lot of different things. But sometimes you know what you know. And that's the problem. Sometimes you don't know what questions to ask when you're kind of researching or looking for something. And of course, once you kind of go down the path of doing stuff and then you make a mistake and then you find out that you might have gone down, you know, might not went down the right side of the path and there might have been a better way of doing it. Someone who's previously been there and done that before quite often can help steer you from that, making that same mistake by helping you understand the, I suppose, there's always more than one way of doing something. Sometimes, you know, there's not every way is 100% correct, but always, I think it depends on the person and it depends on the situation as to what works. So sometimes what worked for someone who's, say, mentoring you mightn't necessarily work for you because things have changed, because the world changes. But some of the core principles always remain the same. I mean, what you've got to remember about photography is photography, for the large part, is a people business. It's people doing business with people. Why someone hires a photographer to do work is because they obviously want his images to use on their platforms, social media or wherever, or for an advertising campaign. But they'll tend to gravitate and work to people who they kind of can relate to. So again, it's always been a people business. So that part of it hasn't changed. If all the other changes in the world, yeah, the way images are created, the way images are delivered, all those things are changing and, you know, constantly changing. The business side of it still has remained pretty much the same as it always has, and that you have to actually, I suppose, really understand the business side of it if you're going to be successful. So there's a lot to be said from, as a young photographer, seeking out someone to be your mentor, to help give you some guidance and help. And I think before you, when you, if you're planning to seek out someone to mentor you, I think it's really important, firstly, to do a write down the type of stuff that you, where you want to help with direction. So if you make a list of stuff that you want to learn more about, or you want to understand more, or, you know, all those type of things, is if you can start off by having, knowing what it is, because a mentor is not always going to know exactly, it can tell you a lot of stuff, but it might be stuff that's not relevant to where you're, the direction that you're going. So by having, I suppose, a list of things that you really find important, or you find that you think are really going to be necessary to your growth as a photographer, by having that information, that can help. Like I said, if you are looking, trying to choose someone, and, you know, you can be talking to people and saying, I'm looking for a mentor, I'm looking for mentoring in this particular area. And like I said, then trying to find the right pick, trying to find the right person to be perfect for you, because there will be someone out there who is perfect for you. It's just a matter of actually finding that person. And again, like I said, by having a kind of an idea of what you can, what you're looking for, is going to really help narrow down that field. On the other side of the coin, for people, say, listening out there who's considering doing some mentoring themselves, taking a photographer or two under their wing and helping them out, it's probably a good idea to kind of list some of the stuff that, some of the areas of your expertise and some of the stuff you can offer someone young coming through, that where you can, where you've been particularly successful. You might have been very successful if you're marketing, you might have been very successful if your business structure. All those things are still relevant, because photography is a business at the end of the day. If you're doing it to actually make a living, it's a business and you have to treat it like a business. So there's a lot to learn about business. There's lots and lots and lots of pitfalls and those types of things. So someone who's been there, done that, you can list out all your, I suppose, successes, businesses that you've run, positions that you've run in that business, things that you've done as far as if you've been got awards or whatever. They all, I suppose, can help try and match with a suitable person. Because I think with mentoring, it is always going to be, you need to find the right match. It's not every person out there who's maybe in the position of being a mentor mightn't always be the best fit for you as a photographer, because your style of photography or your ambition that you want to get out of photography, where you want to go with it, they could be on two different wavelengths. And I think you need to be on the similar wavelength. And I think that's the challenge, like if trying to find someone. Look, I know on different groups there's sometimes opportunities to ask the question and ask for someone to help mentor you're starting out and you want to do it. And I think that's what I would suggest people try and start by going to the various different Facebook groups. And you probably, if you're in the photography space at the moment, you're probably on a number of groups. And it doesn't hurt just to ask that question about, say, I'm a young photographer, I'm starting out, I want to really get into wedding photography, or I want to get into event photography, or whatever it is that you're trying to do. Is there someone out there who can help me, who's been there, done that, and give me some pointers and help? The great thing today about, I suppose, looking for a mentor is that the mentor doesn't even have to physically live in your location. Like, it can be all done online. These days with things like Zoom calls and emails and other types of communications, you can actually have a conversation, like I said, over a Zoom call, and that person can help you, I suppose, guide you through that path. And sometimes that works good, because someone who's maybe successful and busy, it allows them then, like in an evening or something, to be able to do a Zoom call when they've finished their kind of normal stuff, where it's difficult for them to maybe get to a face-to-face type meeting. And like I said, technology is very good these days that we can actually, all the things that we need to do, because during a Zoom call, you can actually share files, you can share screens and those types of things, so you can have information that you can be explaining to somebody, and you can simply be using the technology that's available to actually explain it. So again, we're very lucky that we don't have to kind of be in the same location. And sometimes I know some people do have trouble learning that way. Sometimes it's easy to not fully understand it. Sometimes people like to physically be there and see someone do something and be able to then mimic that and try it themselves. And if it doesn't work, then ask the questions and get some kind of hands-on help. And again, that's another option available as well. But again, it's kind of, like I said, for someone who maybe lives in away from a populated center, an online mentor is going to be better than obviously trying to get to a space where you can meet up with somebody. And like I said, there's challenges with meeting up, because obviously time restraints and different schedules clashing and that type of thing. So I definitely suggest, like, if you're as a person looking for somebody to be your mentor, is to reach out to people. Like, if there's somebody who you admire in the photography space who's kind of been a trailblazer in the area that you're trying to hope to break into, reach out and ask the question. Just say, look, I'm up and coming, photographer, I'm really want to get into the wedding side of things, or I really want to get into doing event photography. Particularly, you might say, look, I want to do event photography, I really want to do music photography, live music. Reach out to some of the photographers who you see who are kind of always featured and have their images being kind of shopped around and seen on socials, so you know that those people are actually in that space doing it. Now, the other thing too is not every person's going to go and answer your questions and or going to be actually in a position to be a mentor. So, you know, don't be upset if someone kind of rejects you, because that's, like I said, that's just how sometimes it's going to happen, because they can have other commitments that they don't want to fully explain to you or whatever. So, but again, it's kind of, but I think the simplest way is to ask the question. And if you ask the question and then, like I said, that person not in a position to be able to help you out, really you haven't lost too much. Like if you, you know, you've asked a question and said, this is what I'm looking for. And again, I think be very clear about what you're after as well, because I know when I get requests from people for various different things, sometimes they're very vague. So if I'm really busy, then I'm might going to come back and apply for a very vague answer, because I don't really understand what you're trying to do or what you're really asking me to do. So be really clear and precise when you do ask someone, if you're asking them to be your mentor, just really ask what it is, tell them what it is that you want or what you hope to get from them. And then that can decide then whether they've got the capacity to actually deliver that and help you. And again, as a person who, say, has been experienced and you're a mentor, you can even say, look, I've got experience in a particular area and I'm, you know, I'd like to mentor a photographer who's kind of with similar, I suppose, goals as what I had when I was younger. And again, by putting those details out there, saying that this is what I kind of, this is what I, how I've, what I stand for, and this is what I enjoy about photography. And again, it's trying to, I suppose, get the right match. And like I said, sometimes that's the most important thing, I think, is trying to really find the right combination of person to be your mentor and the right type of person to be under a mentor, so they can actually, both can have a kind of a satisfying outcome. Because I think that's one of the challenges too, is that if somebody's going to put, and I've done it myself where I've done mentoring people, and sometimes, you know, the person on the other end hasn't really been really committed. So you're putting kind of 100%, trying to give them all this, and then they're only kind of giving you 50% back. It becomes very, kind of falls apart really quick. So that's all I can say, is that it goes downhill. So like I said, if someone's taking the time to really, and they're really kind of, you know, really trying to give you 100%, you need to reciprocate and give 100% back, and be timely in responding and answering. And again, it's not always possible to respond to everything straight away, but then obviously just explain to people, you know, look, I do work a part-time job, and sometimes I get called in on a whim, and I have to go into work, and I don't have, while I'm doing that, I don't have access to emails or whatever, or text messages. So, you know, if I don't answer your message straight away, it's not I'm ignoring you, it's just that I can't respond at the moment. So again, communication is always, I think, the key thing when it comes to dealing with people, whether you're doing it kind of remotely. So if you're not doing it face-to-face, just, you know, letting people know what your situation is on a particular week or a particular time. And things may change, and that does happen, because, you know, people get sick or a family member gets sick, and you have to refocus your attention somewhere else. So again, it can change the way, you know, change the way your behavior is to somebody. So in this episode, kind of revisiting an idea about being a mentor and being mentored by somebody. And I think it's a worthwhile pursuit for people to kind of look at as an alternative way to learn more. And I think it's like a way to accelerate your learning, because quite often someone who's been doing it for a while has a lot of knowledge. Sometimes I've spoken to photographers who I've said, you know, you'd be a great mentor. And they go, oh, no, I don't know enough about everything to be a mentor. And only when you have a conversation and you start just probing them for stuff, and then you're just unearthing gems of information that these people have that they don't realize, because quite often you just don't kind of think it through that, oh, I've got all this knowledge. And like I said, once you kind of start prodding people and saying, then kind of, I suppose, saying to them, well, actually you do know quite a bit, because you've just told me all about this and this and this, and you've just given me some really good insight. And again, sometimes that's people, like I said, just need that little bit of a prompt to explore, you know, what they might know, and then, like I said, use that knowledge to help somebody. So I think the other thing too with mentoring is you have to always go into these things too with a little bit of caution on the side, that sometimes, like I said, someone might appear to be wanting to help you in a particular way, but I think always best be mindful and cautious of whenever you interact with anyone online, because unless you know that person, I mean, if it's a complete random person that you never have physically met, nobody in your circle of friends knows that person, I would just be always go on the side of caution till you really get to know and understand that person. Now, the person can be doing it for all the right reasons, but as we know online is a place where there's a lot of stuff happens that people use it to exploit people, to scam people. And I think if someone like was approached you to be, or you approached someone to be a mentor and they actually started asking you to pay some money or whatever, I think then a lot of people who do mentoring don't actually charge. There are professional mentors who do charge, and that's a different thing because you're going into that eyes wide open, that you're walking into a situation where it's a business arrangement where you're paying somebody to be your tutor, basically, and teach you their knowledge and what they know. And you're actually doing it, like I said, by paying for their time and their expertise. And that's different again. So that's a different, and that's also obviously an avenue where you can go down as well, as where you can look for a person who is set themselves up, is offering that service to be able to do that. But I think what the thing is, what's always good in that situation, if you do, and I've seen people do this before where they've paid for somebody's course or they've paid for somebody's time, and the reality is they didn't really get value for money, that sometimes it's worth asking that person, is there anyone who can kind of be a reference or give us a review on how they went, so you can talk to somebody who's previously used that person, just get their feedback, and they might say, no, I got a really lot out of it, it was really good. Or they might say, no, look, the stuff they were trying to teach me didn't fit me, and it didn't really help my photography, and I really came out of the whole process feeling a bit jaded, and I'm not really happy about the final outcome. So again, it's kind of like walking that fine line of just doing a little bit of research and talking to people. And like I said, if you can find other people who have already been through that process and used maybe someone as a mentor, getting their knowledge and getting their feedback is important, because like I said, that can really help you save a lot of time, save a lot of energy, and save a lot of heartache. Because like I said, these days there's too many people, like I said, on the, through the internet is being kind of taken advantage of. So like I said, on this episode of Focused, really kind of visiting a subject we did before, which was a long time ago, which was talking about getting a mentor. And like I said, it's something, like I said, I have done on a number of occasions with different people. I've been able to help people do things and help them just get that. And sometimes people just need, they don't need a lot of help. Sometimes people just need a little bit of direction. And once you kind of point them in that direction and just give them that little gentle push on the back, they take off like a, the proverbial snowball rolling down the hill, just picking up momentum as they roll down the hill and get faster and faster. So it's very easy sometimes, like I said, even for ourselves, like even as a mentor, sometimes you can kind of get a little bit stuck in a position where you're not moving forward. But so sometimes just offering yourself up as a mentor can be a mechanism to kind of push you. Because I remember I had a situation where I was mentoring this person, and they wanted to go into a particular field of photography, which I hadn't really had, I knew of, but I hadn't really dabbled with, to the point then that I went off and I thought, oh, I need to go off and learn a bit about this, because this was this person's direction they really want to go. So I went off and I kind of got my head around it and started trying these different techniques and using some different equipment, producing some results so I could actually see. So when I kind of talked to them and help them kind of get started on that particular way, that I actually did, know a bit more about it than I did before I started. So it was actually good for me as well that I actually learned stuff, because it kind of forced me to go out and seek that knowledge. And I think the difference sometimes is where if you're experienced and you've got those, years behind you of doing stuff, quite often it's much easier for you to go out and learn something new, because you've got some understanding and you've got some confidence in what you do and your ability. And I think that's one of the biggest things between, that's what separates like a young photographer and an older photographer, is that sometimes it's that confidence, that the younger photographer just lacks confidence. And sometimes that's all you need to work on with them, is just building their own confidence. They've actually got the skill set, they've got the skills, they've got the eye for it. They just don't have the confidence to kind of move themselves forward and keep themselves going in the right direction. So again, it's kind of like coaching an athlete, is finding out what their strong points are, finding out what their weak points are, and then being able to kind of, I suppose, help them get into training in a particular way that helps build on their strong points, but also helps strengthen their weak points so they actually become better as a result of it. And again, that's kind of one of the roles, I think, of a mentor, is actually to be able to understand the person that you're trying to help, give them some guidance, and just kind of, again, help them on the way. And I think it's always good about paying it forward. You know, if you've been lucky enough to be successful in this creative field of photography, and you've done well for yourself, and you've kind of, you know, in a position now where you might be going, you know, winding down your business, and you might be looking at going into semi-retirement, it's a time when maybe you can start look about paying it forward by doing something like helping someone out younger. And maybe the other thing too is, like, even though you have people who might try and seek out a mentor, if you look around and you see someone who's kind of, I suppose, having a really red-hot crack at it, you can always reach out to them and ask them, do you need any help? Is there anything I can maybe kind of help you do better? Is there something I can help you with your photography? Is there something I can help you with your business structure, how you've set up? And again, like I said, I've done that where I've, you know, reached out to people who I can see they're trying to have a go, and I can see that they're, you know, sometimes just, and you can pick up a lot through social media about sometimes how people are traveling. And sometimes you'll get that sense that they're kind of trying really hard, but they're just kind of hitting a few walls and they're not kind of getting where they want to be. And sometimes they just need an ear to kind of to listen to them and give them just a little bit of advice, just to try and help them get over that hump and just to that next level where they're trying to get to. So on this episode of Focus, been chatting about both sides of the coin, I suppose, about being a mentor and being mentored. So something to think about. Hopefully it's got you thinking. Like all our podcasts, we try and, I suppose, just throw things out there, hoping that people will just have a bit of a think about it, and it might be something that kind of interests them, might help them on their journey. Who knows? Until next time, enjoy your photography, and we'll talk again real soon. See ya.